Random House Audio presents Harry Lipkin, Private Eye, by Barry Fantoni. Read for you by Arthur Morey. 1. Harry introduces himself.
Harry Lipkin.
87. 88 next birthday. You think that's old? My mother lived to be 103. So, make a note. Send Harry Lipkin a card and a box of soft candy. Something he can chew easy. No nuts. I don't digest nuts. Make yourself at home. Relax. You got some spare time? A little. I got plenty. When I first started in this business, I rented a place in the center of Miami. Two rooms and a closet. I had a hand-painted sign on the door, big gold letters, Harry Lipkin, Private Investigator, Standard Rates. It was on the third floor of a block on Camillo Avenue and cost me $40 a month. Now I work from home. My card says 1909 Samuel Gompers Avenue, Warm Heart, Florida. There's also a zip code I can never remember. Since no one writes anymore, it doesn't bother me. My license I keep in the desk drawer along with my .38, a box of slugs, my clothes brush, and a spare set of dentures. I might not be the best, but I am certainly the oldest. These days I deal mostly with the sort of cases the cops don't want. Cops want serial homicide. It makes them feel good when they catch someone. But how tough is it to catch a serial killer? You put his picture on TV, nationwide, you wait. 10 days later, a school teacher on her lunch break spots him. He's walking out of a Baskin Robbins in a hick town somewhere in Montana. That's him, the guy whose picture was on TV. Before you know it, he's surrounded by a million armed cops telling him to drop everything and freeze. And then they shoot him. 99 cents worth of vanilla, banana, and pistachio ice cream wasted. You want to know about my home? The place I leave for the grocery store? The place I come back to from the grocery store? I'll tell you. Warm Heart is an architectural folly. A mix of Flemish and Florida. It was put up by a homesick Belgian called Herman van Dude. He built it to look just like the town he left behind when the Germans took over in 1914. The house is a single story, but with slate roofs 30 feet high. The incline is 65 degrees. Everyone else in Miami has a flat roof. You can stand on it and watch the sun go down. On mine, you'd need to be a mountaineer. Last month, a hurricane took half the tiles off. Big, heavy, gray slate tiles. Van Dude imported them from Liège. They landed on the grass. They're still there. Some busted into bits. Some are half buried in what used to be the lawn, when I cared about lawns. The tiles don't bother me either. But they bother the woman next door, Mrs. Feldman. "When you gonna get those tiles put back?" she yells. "You think this is Gaza? It looks like a bomb zone." I tell Mrs. Feldman I don't pay rent to climb ladders. So here I am. No family and no buddies. Issy, Joe, Angelo from Napoli, Big Mal, Little Mal, Manny, Ike, all gone. My oldest buddy died last Purim, Abe Schultz. Born the same year, same street. Abe's parents were Dutch Jews. Old man Schultz made cigars. They both had mustaches. His was a handlebar with waxed ends. Hers, well, you couldn't wax the ends. Abe was a dentist before he retired. He made this spare set I keep in the desk drawer. He only charged me for the materials. Abe was that kind of a mensch. People ask me, clients, usually clients, clients with time on their hands, "Were you ever married?" I don't mind. They can ask what they like.
I charge by the day. I did try marriage, but it didn't last. I married Nancy. She had long legs and soft lips. Nancy was 20 years old when we got married. Just 20. 21 when she walked out. I came home one night late from a stakeout and she was gone. No notes, nothing. Just an empty clothes closet and the faint smell of her 10-cent perfume. This office has a lot less space than the one I had before, so when I get a client, I sit them in the yard. I got a little table and a couple of garden chairs. Plastic with cushions. Yellow. Bright yellow, I can see easy. I picked them up in a garage sale. $3.50. A table and two chairs. For another 50 cents, the guy also threw in an umbrella. Like the suit? I wear it to meet new clients. Brooks Brothers. Seersucker. Classic. 1953. Single-breasted, loose fit, so the front doesn't go all baggy when I strap on my 38. Perfect for Miami in the summer. It is the same suit that I put on to meet Mrs. Norma Weinberger. Except there was no Mrs. Weinberger. 2. Harry meets his client. I didn't hear the doorbell ring, but I heard the yard phone extension. It's on the wall by my back door. I had it fixed so I didn't have to leave the tiles and weeds every time someone wanted to talk to me down the wire. I picked up the handset and said my name. It was Mrs. Weinberger. She was here. She hadn't forgotten or got lost. She was out front, calling from her cell phone to say she had rung the bell she didn't know how many times, and was I deaf? I hung up without a reply and went and let her in. Once I could have made the yard to the front door in under 15 seconds. These days I am a lot slower. I am a lot slower all around. Pole vaulting, rock climbing, doing the mambo. Slow. I arrived in just under 4 minutes and opened up. She was dressed in a pale green polka dot sleeveless dress, and her feet were squeezed into a pair of flat silver slingbacks. Her purse matched the shoes. The woman looked at me the way they do these days. A private investigator? At your age? A retired rabbi, maybe, but a flatfoot? You got to be kidding. Mr. Lipkin? She said. I nodded. The woman put the cell phone in her purse. I am Mrs. Weinberger. I have an appointment. I held out a hand. It waited. It got lonely. I took it back. Please come in, I said, and led her out to the yard. We passed framed photos of me in the army. Me out of the army. Me in somebody's. Me on my own. The photos were there to cover the buckaroo wallpaper. Big flowers and leaves and damp coming through. When we got to the fresh air, I pointed to the chair most in the shade. Make yourself at home, I said. If you need a cushion, I can fetch one from the lounge. My client replied that she didn't need a cushion and sat down. I sat opposite. I guessed her age was somewhere in the mid-70s. When a woman spends a lot of money to stay 50 for the rest of her life, it is hard to tell. Dietrich looked better a week before she passed on than some of the kids today do at 20. The woman across from me was edgy, the stiff way she was sitting, like she was wishing she hadn't come. A lot of clients find it tough to get started. They are embarrassed, scared, confused. They put up a front. It's natural. A private dick gets used to it. You go along with it. If you don't, you can be there all day talking about everything else but why they are there. I smiled in a way that said, take it easy. Relax. Old Harry will take care of whatever it is. I took a pencil from my jacket pocket. The notebook was on the table. I opened up to a fresh page.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?